All right, you know, there have been all these protests downtown.
Yeah.
We saw them go by here yesterday 1.5 times. And from ABC 7, Ravi Beshwal was out there with them. And you saw the pictures, Ravi, and I don't know if you got in on this action. I know you were with them almost all day. They got into the Macy's store on State Street, right across from the ABC 7 complex. And there was some tomfoolery in there, as we like to say. Mm-hmm. That seemed a little uncomfortable there, yeah.
I think more police officers followed them in and roused them out of there than actually got in. But that was one of the few moments of any real discord that I saw in 5.5 hours of marching around the streets of Chicago, starting at City Hall, going all the way down to Congress Parkway, back over to State, north on State, up to Macy's, right by our studio, and then cutting over to Michigan Avenue, going north all the way to the top of the Mag Mile, then west on Division, north on Dearborn, right into the residential area, ending up at the Cardinals residence, and then coming all the way back. In fact, I had on my Apple Watch.
I was going to say, you got a workout.
Yeah, 8.3 miles, Anna. And that 8. Was just 3? Me, 8.3 miles in 5.5 hours. So that's just me and my fabulous photographer, Derek Robinson, and Manucha Shadnia. Derek did it with a camera and a backpack on the whole way. So shout out to them. But I got to tell you, one of the things that I've been covering these protests, now quite a bit, Black Friday and so on, and even the Black Lives Matter stuff before. And it was really interesting to note how the organizers were consistently asking for dialogue. They were consistently telling their marchers to keep it real, keep it cool, no violence. We are here to exercise our First Amendment rights. And there was a little less confrontational attitudes with the police that were there. Everybody kept their cool, and I think they got their point across. There was a key moment, actually, down on Michigan Avenue, where one of the young guys who's actually one of the leaders, it seems, of this part of it, they actually took him in. They took him into custody. They detained him for a second. They put him in the van, and then somehow the other organizers were able to negotiate his way out of the, get him out of there. And there was that moment of like, okay, let's just calm this down, but let's keep going. So
yeah, it's been very interesting. You've noticed that police are very much in a SAG defense here.
Yeah, they're
just trying. It's a soft defense. You get through many layers before someone's actually going to get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been reports of incidents that would normally require an arrest, where they're just they're just trying to keep this thing from escalating. And I think in part because we don't want to see the Christmas season here in Chicago. I mean, I think this is something that is that certainly all the business leaders and the government officials and those who want these protests, these people have a right to protest, and you want them to be able to express whatever that is that they wish to express here, and their frustration and anger specifically with the city and the police department, but do that without actually blowing the entire holiday season here, too.
Right. And I think there has been tremendous patience displayed on both sides, and that has prevented situations that would otherwise spiral very quickly from not happening, and that's a good thing. And I did get a sense that there's some momentum around this. I mean, if I can say, I've been walking around it and seeing it and talking to these kids. It's led by kids. Kids are upset. Young people are always the force of change, and I don't think we've seen the last of it.
Well, there are other things planned, aren't there, Ravi? It sounds like Jesse Jackson may have a protest coming up and some other things that could go on.
Yeah. 16 shots, so they want to have at least 16 days of protest like what we saw yesterday. So motorists have better be prepared, and nobody seems to be getting out of their cars, by the way, and getting all upset not too often. So people downtown have to be prepared that these things can pop up in a moment's notice. It's all social media driven. They can organize literally on a few hours' notice, and I've been impressed by how many people are coming out. And again, the forbearance of the police having, some nasty stuff throwing and shouted in their faces and them keeping it real, by the way.
All right. And I know that at 5 o'clock today, there's one for the Daily Center, right? Isn't there one planned?
And it'll get bigger before it gets smaller.
I think there's 1,000 they're saying that they expect for that one.
Gee.
So,
there was a die-in at City Hall. Is that what we're talking about?
With
the medical professionals?
I thought that one was very striking. Very striking. For sure. Hey, by the way, can I just say, before you leave
yes,
me,
Ravi.
I'm doing the Toys for Tots story today, right now.
Yeah.
Fact,
oh, you are?
Computer. In fact, I just got back from the Navy, I should say the Marine Corps Reserve Center, the Toy Center. This need is real.
On Foster Avenue, right?
On Foster Avenue, yeah. And the need is real. They're working real hard. They do a great job. I'll have my story up in an hour.
Oh, great. Well, you know what? Would you do me a favor? We should be doing this off the air, but send it to me so I can retweet it.
Oh, good idea.
Would
I
you
will
do that?
Too.
So,
I will.
Because I want people to understand this, that, and we're working with that Marine unit, the 2nd Marine, 2nd Battalion, 24th Marines, who do that. And they generally have their entire parade deck filled with toys at this time, and they have a huge problem.
Yeah, empty boxes all over the place. Not nearly enough stuff for kids, boys and girls, 10 to 13.
Right.
They got tons of stuff for the younger kids. Nothing for the ones 10 to 13. That's what we need.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Rob.
All right,
thank you,
guys. Great stuff.
Okay.
Talk to you soon,
Ravi Bechtwal from ABC7.